Welcome to MTB Cast. My name is Joe Polk. Today's Sunday, June 24th, 2017. You're listening to our coverage of the Tour Divide for 2017. We do have our first finisher from the Grand Depart, and that is Brian Lucido. Came in at 14 days, 22 hours, 45 minutes. He's only one of a handful of people to break the 15-day mark, but he's also the first rookie since 2012, so congratulations to Brian. We can also tell you second place has come in, Josh Cotto, unofficially 15 days, 7 hours, and 36 minutes, so congratulations to both of them. Back behind them, we got Ben Sturbrot, who at one time led this race till he broke a fork. He looks like he, if he holds, will take third. He is actually back in the Gila, so there's still a good ways for him to go. And back behind him, just leaving Pie Town, is Steve Halligan. So that is the status right now of your race leaders. Many people already into New Mexico. And so the kind of mid-pack, the front of the mid-pack, start to make its way through. Of course, there is a reroute around the Bonita Wildfire. You can see that on the map in orange. You'll hear, we'll play back some of your calls here in a minute. You'll hear Eddie talk about how he wasn't sure if you would see that on Track Leaders. Of course, it is on Track Leaders, and you can keep up with them as you see them go around that area there in northern New Mexico. Some other things that you've been hearing in some of the calls, the riding through Wyoming and the basin and the wild horses. Several folks note that they saw some wild horses, and I think I remember Arnie Olson was the first call-in that I remember back several years ago who said some of the wild horses actually came up and ran along beside him. So they seem to be curious about the riders, and I guess with the riders coming through at pace, you know, it kind of, I guess, triggers a natural thing for them to run along as well, and so that's kind of cool. I'm glad to see some folks, you know, getting that experience. You know, it beats having a bear run along beside you, so horses is a pretty cool thing to have. We are starting to get some calls from folks we haven't really heard much from, Lynn Sylvalski and Angela Paterna and Craig Fowler. So we're really glad to hear from them as well. Hopefully you had a great weekend. It's only halfway over, so you still have time tomorrow. It's been rainy here for me in the Southeast. Haven't really had much of a chance to get out, but tomorrow's supposed to be nice. I hope to get out and do something outside, just get out of the house. It's just been socked in down here in the Southeast. Tropical storm just came through as well. So wherever you are, I hope you get out and get those tires dirty. Let's play back some of your calls from today.
Hey, MTB Cast, this is Lynn and Angela again. Last night we were in the basin, and tonight we are in Colorado. We just turned onto Slater Creek Road headed towards the Brush Mountain Lodge, and we've been stopped by skunk. So we've been here for a little while waiting for it to go away. It's got its tail up, and I don't think we're going to make it to the lodge tonight. So we're going to go the road a little bit and camp, and that's our plan, is to not get sprayed by the skunk right in front of us. We haven't moved for a little while. Every time we move, it moves back into the road. All right, take care out there, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Hello, MTB Cast. This is Josh Cotto. I am currently on the Separ Road, enjoying the last sunrise of my divide. I believe Brian is finished up by now. Made a big push, got over the hill this morning. I think I've been running since 5 a.m. yesterday, just north of Pie Town there. So a little tired, but it was nice. The stars coming into town, Silver City this morning, and kind of laid out in the sand here and watched the sunrise. And just going to take my own sweet time and head on down to the border and enjoy the rest of the ride here. It's been kind of a crazy one from my point of view. So things happened out there for me. So it's been a great ride, though. Hope everyone is doing great. One thing to take note of for everybody coming this direction, from the Beaverhead Work Center to probably, I guess, to the Black Canyon Campground area, probably not the best idea to camp out there. They're doing some backfires and such. And it's pretty smoky and on fire, so not the best place to camp. It's an instant campfire otherwise, though. So anyhow, I'm going to enjoy the rest of my ride down to the border. We'll talk to y'all later. Goodbye.
Hey, MTB Cast. This is Eddie O'Day calling in from Tamichi Creek Trading Post in Sargent's, Colorado. About to go get some breakfast and some coffee, and I'm going to push on here in just a minute, but thought I'd check in. Yesterday, leaving Breckenridge, and climbing over Boreas Pass wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. Apparently, I'm getting acclimated now to the altitudes, so just kind of cruised up it. Little navigational challenges, missed the single track over the top, had to climb back up and hit it, and then a couple of questions on the way down. But anyways, eventually found my way down. But as we got, I was riding with Carl from Sweden yesterday at this point. As we hit in towards Como, outside of Como, the winds just were straight in our face. So we're kind of working to go downhill. And on paper, I think it was supposed to be downhill all the way to Hartzell, but that didn't really work out that way. It was definitely some rollers and some, you know, not big climbs, but some climbs in there. But the wind was just straight in my face all the way down there. And then stopped for lunch in Hartzell, and again, just headwinds all the way over until got a little bit higher up outside of Salida. And then... coming in this ride, the winds were crazy again, working to go downhill. And it was 95 miles of hard work. And then quick dinner in Salida and a grocery store stop. Pushed on. Those crazy winds were finally helpful. Leaving Salida, I had a really nice tailwind. And as the sun was going down, of course, that diminished greatly as the sun went down, which ended up being a good thing. It had been really cold, pretty honest, with that kind of wind. It was like a good 20 miles an hour. I just started climbing up the pass last night, got up to the top around a little after 12, put on everything I own and started descending. Probably only made it about 5 or 6, 7 miles before it was just too cold to keep going. And I saw clearing, pulled off and set up the tent. And slept up there. Unfortunately, I overslept by about an hour and a half, and then just rolled down here. So, you know, like I said, had a good breakfast, getting some coffee, and I'm going to push on here in just 5 or 10 minutes. Try to get out here before Carl comes and sees me. And I know Ty Ubanger's just behind me. There's a couple guys, maybe 20, 30 miles out ahead of me that I wouldn't mind trying to catch up to as well. We'll just see how all that goes. I'd like to get over towards close to Platoro tonight, if not camp outside of it and hit it up. And then it looks like there's a couple of big stretches without services and water. Once we get into New Mexico, I do have another Infinite Nutrition's likely in Abiquiu, so try to time that right, because I think it's going to be really necessary for those long sections to have some good nutrition. So that's the plan. It's funny, I was just telling somebody, I was thinking it was day 13, and then I pulled up track leaders to verify that, and then I'm 2 days off. So that's life out here. I'm not going on anymore, just trying to plug away and keep moving. So that's my update. Otherwise, you know, feeling pretty good. Would love to be covering more miles, but it just doesn't seem to work out. So I'll keep chipping at it. So I'll update soon. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, this is Eddie O'Day. Still in Sargent's, and I just wanted to give a quick update to those that were following me that there is a detour just south of the New Mexico-Colorado border. I don't know that track leaders will reflect that or not. So all those following dots, myself and others, don't freak out if you see us going 20, 30 miles off route. Should be to east of the route that, or the original route, except if it's not reflected on track leaders. There's some sort of forest fire going on there, so we got to try to get around that. I'm actually still in Sargent's because I got access to a laptop here where I could upload that GPS file. So I'm not just kind of guessing my way out there. So just about done with that. I'm going to get on the road as soon as I can. Thanks a lot. Take care, folks.
Hey, this is Craig Fowler calling in from Del Norte. I'm here with Dave Langley and Peter Kraft Jr. About to make our way up the big boy Indian Pass and the 4,000 footer and hopefully get over to Potrero before 8 p.m. when they close over there. As that is the last food for a bit. Hopefully we can make it. It's about 7 hours, 247 miles, but a lot up. Feeling pretty good. Missed what we did this morning. Turned around to go back and then realized there was no point. Had plenty of food. So here in Del Norte, I said, and about to head out and hit the climb, make it happen. Yeah, all right. 770 miles or so to go. Cannot wait. Mexico tomorrow. Well, New Mexico, sorry, that is. All right, that's it for now.
That's a wrap. This, like all MTBcast audio, is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license.